are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And this Friday edition of People in Your Neighborhood is brought to you by Lee Real Estate and May Adam. And joining me this morning, Pierre City Administrator Christy Honeywell. Good morning, Christy.
Good morning.
A nice crisp Friday morning for us.
It's really nice out, isn't it?
But it is going to be beautiful day today. So we'll take it, especially with, you know, all the kids looking forward to Halloween on Monday. Tons of events over the weekend. And speaking of the library, they've got a lot going on coming into this weekend.
We do. We have got a lot going on at the library if anybody wants to come out. Today, we have a local resident, Ron Lusk, will tell some spooky stories at 1 o'clock. And that's, of course, free to the public. Anybody can come to see that. So that's going to be fun. And then tomorrow, there'll be three different sessions of story time that'll focus on Halloween. The first one from 9 to 10, and then 10 to 11, and then the third one from 11 to 12.
Very nice. So, yeah, plenty of time to bring the kids out.
Exactly. And then, of course, on Halloween, from 5 to 7 at the library, we have our annual trick-or-treat celebration, so you can come out, and we encourage everyone, and children especially, to wear their costumes, and there'll be some treats for people, and so that's always a good time, and it's always a lot of people show up for that, so we're excited about that.
They do such a great job with all the programs there at the library, but they've really ramped it up for this weekend for the kids.
So. They did, and I always encourage people, to go out on to our website and kind of look at what the library's got going on, because pretty much every week there's something.
Yeah, they are busy over there in different programs for different folks. So, there's just so much to take advantage of.
Exactly.
And we're getting to that time of the year where, folks, they will park their boats and campers on the street. Pretty soon here, we're going to have to get those off the street.
I know. It's hard to believe. Summer's pretty much over. And so this time of year, we always ask people to get their boats, trailers, campers, off the streets. And we basically get that. So we ask people to do that. So it's much easier for us to plow snow. Unfortunately, we have to start thinking about snow removal. So,
yeah. And that's the thing. I mean, even if, you don't move, you don't want to have the plow pile up the snow around your camper or boat, because that's going to be a pain in the butt
exactly.
for you as well as for the
for everyone,
plowman.
Exactly.
So, yeah, make sure we don't have a date set, but it is coming soon. So just
it is
kind
coming
of a,
soon. We really try to, we don't have anything set in ordinance or a particular date. I know other communities do that. We haven't, because we just really want people to have the opportunity to use, their boats and their campers as long as possible. And sometimes we have really, really good falls and they can do that. So that's kind of what we're looking for. But we'll get the word out for people when we're asking, really, here's the date. You need to have those off.
Yeah, just a little heads up that it's coming on down the line. And
it
be
is.
Prepared.
So don't be surprised.
And of course, there was some goings on with the pool yesterday, I hear.
I know. So we've been talking about the pool for a couple years and it's going, the project's really going really well. We are in the process of pouring placing concrete in the pool vessels. So we are on track on that project to still complete next October of 2023. Then the new pool will be open summer of 2024. So if anybody drives by, that's what's going on. There's still a big pile of dirt during the construction, and so there's still a lot of work going on. So.
Yeah, it's nice to see the progress. Still a little bit off, but it's seeing that progress. It just gets you excited. It's getting closer.
It is. We're getting there. We're getting there.
Absolutely. So if folks have questions about things that are going on, they want to talk to you about some things, what is the best way to find those out and to get those questions answered?
They can call City Hall. Or go online, either one, ask for me, and I'll be happy to answer any kind of questions that anybody has.
Fantastic. And if you want to see some of what's happening, your Facebook page is fantastic. All the different things that are happening, giving updates that way, too.
We do. We try to put a lot of different things on social media, so people can always do that. And we always can remind people to sign up for our AlertSense. We've still got that out there if you want to get, things that are going on. Sort of emergencies and things like that. So, but anyway, we encourage people to come out and take a look at our website, give us a call. We'd always appreciate that. We'd talk to anybody if they call me. So
definitely. Well, thank you for stopping in this morning, Christy. Enjoy the Halloween weekend.
Yes, you too.
All the fun festivities.
Exactly. Thank you.
There's a Pierre City Administrator, Christy Honeywell, joining us this morning on the Friday edition of People in Your Neighborhood. It was brought to you by Lee Real Estate and May Adam.